This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Obamacare has been in the news of late, politically, of course, on the campaign trail, but practically, too, in headlines about premium payments under the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment for the Obamacare exchanges starts today, the sign-up period, that is. But here's the thing. About half of all Americans get their health care insurance through their jobs, about which we have heard precious little the past few weeks. So, with open enrollment starting today at many workplaces as well, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer starts us off with this look at the employer-provided insurance market.
So it's that time of year again when those of us lucky enough to get insurance through our jobs re-up and brace ourselves for a premium increase, because every year they go up for a number of reasons. One, the cost of health care is rising, and that's partly because hospitals have merged. There's strength in numbers, says Cynthia Cox at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
They may be able to have more negotiation power with insurers and thus negotiate higher prices for hospital services.
Drug prices are also increasing. Add it all up, and here's what you get.
Last year, insurance premiums for a family of four were about $18,000.
Zach Cooper is a health economist at Yale. He says for that amount of money,
people are more or less buying a new car for their family every year.
So if you could buy a new car with what you're spending on health insurance, are you getting a Cadillac plan? Nope. That's just for basic coverage. And chances are your co-pays and deductibles are rising. That's because insurers and employers are shifting more of those costs onto workers. Linda Blumberg of the Urban Institute says that's cutting into doctor visits.
So if it costs you more to go, you're going to be, you know, more reluctant to go to the doctor than you were if the co-payment or the co-insurance was lower.
Of course, sometimes you do need to go to the doctor, but fewer visits are keeping healthcare costs from rising even faster. In fact, Blumberg says the cost of the insurance we get through work is up less than 4%. It rose closer to 7% in the early to mid-2000s. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.